Dodge Kicks. How are you doing?
Yeah, I heard you call out and buzz on the telephone. Yeah, doing pretty well and headed to the house.
Here, I'm just now heading into TR.
I'll be home in no time.
I'm tired today. Been a busy day.
Yeah, you can turn in early, right?
So, here is it pretty easy today?
It was pretty easy, not too bad at all. And I kind of wish it was a little bit busier, that way it would have went by a little quicker.
And some days, those were days where you don't have much to do, they just drag on and on.
Green things that I got, was able to get done. And then I still got a few more. And then moving some parts from one place to another and relocating and straightening up and that. And just busy work, you know.
It's good to have a day like that. But, hey, I was looking around on Facebook Marketplace today. There's a FT-450 for sale on there, not too far away.
Complain about mine.
And $600 for it, though.
The used prices are really high right now, so, you know, I didn't give that for mine, but I got a good deal from Ed, so. But the radio, you know, itself works good, and I get really good reports about it.
Matters, I just had a few minutes, and I was looking around waiting for some customers to come out and seen that and thought you'd like that.
450D Facebook group. You might find a 991 Facebook group in that and answer a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I already found it.
Somehow I knew you probably would.
The information out there on ham radio in general, it's hard to figure out where to start.
Yeah, you gotta kinda, you know, you gotta kinda play around with a little bit of everything to see what you really want to do and what really piques your interest.
Waiting on that Anytone 878 to get here, or 578, whichever it is, the handheld, I can't remember now. But it and the hotspot to get here so I can play with the DMR a little bit and see how it is.
Help you with that. I've not done any of that yet.
And Russell are messing around with it, and Bill out of Hartwell. I can't remember his call right now. Are you there, Ken?
I'm just concentrating right now. As I'm in a pack of about six or eight trucks, but I'm getting ready to exit here in a minute. This cruise on this thing, when you set the cruise and you got the automatic collision thing on, and that, you know, it won't let you get too close to somebody in front of you, or if somebody pulls over in front of you, it slows you down, and that just takes a little bit to get used to it.
Would. It always takes a little bit of somebody else or something else doing something for you to get used to that.
It'll slow you down, and you don't realize that it's slowing you down. Like, I had it set for like 62, but it was only doing 55, so it was trying to pace the vehicle in front of me.
How I feel about that stuff yet, so I'm going to reserve my opinion or decision on those for a later time.
Same with it, seeing if I like it or not. And then it's got that lane assist, where if you get out of your lane, or if you don't switch lanes, if you don't signal.
You back over there, or try to, anyway.
Yeah, the steering wheel get a little bit of shake in it.
I've worked on some of that stuff and when it was first coming out, and it's a bear to work on and get set up right.
And I got it set for a pretty good little distance in front of me, and that I didn't set it too close.
After some, like it's been in a wreck or something like that, getting them straightened back out, or when there's an issue with them, trying to get them recalibrated.
I believe that'd be hard to do.
The elaborate system now, the ALDS, I can't remember all the abbreviation for it, about getting all that stuff set up and recalibrated for all that, your zones and your radar detection?
This thing will be, it'll be beeping and trying to tell you some stuff, and it just takes you a minute to figure out what it's trying to tell you. Sometimes it's telling you somebody's there, or it just all kinds of things.
So what the old saying is, right?
What's that?
You're supposed to be 5% smarter than the tools you're using.
Yeah, I heard that. KN4TFW.
4HKX. I hadn't heard anybody else on here this afternoon.
Way this weekend, we were on our way to the ball field to go watch some girls' fast pitch. And then I went by a house out in the country. Man, it had a huge antenna.
By a couple of them up here above TR, they have big old antennas in them.
Yep. Slow down a little bit next time when I'm by there, take a better look at it.
Concrete truck's going to be light when he gets where he's going.
Looking out the back.
Top pumped about a half a yard out there in the middle of the intersection.
Do that.
But it's dry by the time I come through, but it makes a mess.
Don't deliberately go out there and clean it up. It's going to be there for years.
The intersection there where 25 and 414 cross at the red light there, right in the middle of it, in the right-hand lane going up the mountain, heading up the mountain.
Nobody can hit it.
Anything else there to cause problems in that intersection?
A few wrecks right there, and it's kind of, you know, it ain't like it's an obscure intersection. You can see a pretty good little ways, but still people come down through there really flying. It's hard to judge how fast they're really going.
I'm flying down through there, and then the flasher they got on there, it flashes way before it turns red, so everybody just quits paying it attention and tries to make it through. And then they're speeding up when that coming down that mountain because of that. If I'm gonna work on putting that antenna up this evening or not.
Here this morning. Pull, you know, cable up and that, it wasn't nothing to hoist it up and get it fixed.
Got which way would be the best way to put it or where at in there. Whether to put it in that inverted V or just up in the air, the 25 feet that it says to.
You know, mine's in an inverted V, and Ed's is parallel, and we both seem to do it pretty much equally as good.
Reading through the instructions there, there's an inverted L. You can put it in it, too.
Kind of like southwest to northeast, kind of like that way, or, yeah, something like that.
Will the power lines mess with it, you think? Don't know where I put it.
I don't know if they, how bad it'll affect it or not. I don't have any close to mine, so I really can't judge that for you. I know some of them do, but it depends on, you know, if there's issues with the power lines. You know, the insulation ain't good, they got a bad transformer or something like that, then it causes issues. But other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
We'll just have to put it up and see what happens. Go from there.
How you think you're going to get it?
It suggests 25 feet if you put it in that parallel, and then 25 feet if you put it in the inverted V also. So I'm going to shoot for somewhere in that neighborhood.
Line up about 35 seems to do pretty good.
Didn't figure you'd be on here this afternoon. You said you was going to be talking to your wife there this evening because she was off.
Yeah, when I first heard you jump on and that, but then she broke away because she's making some of those cheddar biscuits and that, and she needed to concentrate on doing that. So then I knew you were out there, so I called out.
home and do some studying on the general this afternoon. That way I make sure I fall asleep good and early.
I hear you. Reading it, man, it really makes me get sleepy. It takes me forever to get through a book. I mean, I can reread the same paragraph 3 or 4 times, and finally I just shut her down and go on to bed. KN4TFW.
Kind of how I am. If I sit down to read something, I better make sure I'm got something for my head to hit.
Problem with that general, if I can do it, trust me, anybody can do it. When you go to take the test, you might want to have already looked a little bit at the extra, because, you know, if you pass the general, they'll let you take the extra for, you know what I mean, if you want, and at least you can try it.
Give it a try and see how I do, but I should have went ahead and took the general when I took my technician, but I wasn't prepared for that, and I didn't know you could, because, like I said, I didn't have anybody to talk to about anything.
I didn't take mine, the general test, after I got past my tech because I had somewheres I needed to be. So I went back specific for it.
My technician's sitting at the dinner table, so I didn't have anywhere else I needed to be.
To the Red Cross with a bunch of other people that took the test. I think it was about 14, 15 of us in there.
Heard somebody say yesterday that they're going to offer a testing session the 24th somewhere.
Just go through the questions, you know what I mean? You take the questions on that until you can do pretty good on the, you know, on the practice test. On that, you can always learn the information a little bit later. And that, so, you know, that won't be too bad. It's on a Saturday. If I do it on Monday, I had a call sign.
Back in, I had a text message I had to answer right quick. I thought when you took yours and you passed, you could immediately use your call sign, but you had to make some kind of notation that you were waiting on your general.
Go from tech to general. Yeah, you'll have to say that so that, you know, only when you're on the general bands until it appears on the FCC site. Once it appears there that you're a general, you don't have to do it anymore. A couple of days for mine to show up. I never even got on HF until after it showed up. I don't even think I had my general license, but I didn't have an HF radio yet.
Got that one so that I could be learning how to do it by just listening and watching and putting it in application, but also have the 2 meter in the house instead of doing the crossband repeat, because I just couldn't depend on it. It's real iffy at the house.
About that 991, if I get another one for the house, it'll be one that's capable of doing that. And you know, I just didn't have a good opportunity to get a radio. And the radio I got was Edge, but I got it. It was the one that he was using. He bought him a new one. He wanted to upgrade, so when he upgraded his, then he let me buy the old one.
Look up and find this one on Facebook Marketplace. Met the guy. Talked to him a little bit.
Keep on your bad spot.
After that, I am. So I'll say 7-3. And you have a good evening. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4 8 gig. Clear on your final.
Yeah, 7-3 is Patrick. We'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.